In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, after his resurrection and before his ascension, Christ announced his authority over all things visible and invisible. What does that mean? Our message today is entitled Different Kingdom. Let us listen attentively to God's word from the Old Testament prophet Daniel, chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. Brothers and sisters, the Old Testament has many references to God's governing and control of the creation. The Persian king Darius came to a very significant conclusion, having encountered the miraculous divine protection and care of Daniel and other believers in exile. Darius saw with his own eye how Daniel was preserved in the lion's den. Before being taken into captivity, the Israelite kingdom was divided, weakened, and about to fade away. Yet before this, King David had received an amazing divine promise in the second book of Samuel, chapter 7 and verse 16. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever. In the first book of Chronicles, chapter 17 and verse 14, we read, I will confirm him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. In the same book, chapter 28, verse 7, the Lord also says about King David, I will establish his kingdom forever if he continues strong in keeping my commandments and my rules as he is today. Yet King David died, and his family and kingdom were divided. The kingdom rapidly weakened after the reign of his son Solomon. After the kingdom collapsed and the Israelite remnant were taken into captivity, the prophet Daniel spoke of a future kingdom of God. In chapter 2, verse 44, we read, And in the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that shall never be destroyed, nor shall the kingdom be left to another people. It shall break in pieces all these kingdoms and bring them to an end, and it shall stand forever. In chapter 4:34, we have the record of the words of the great Babylonian emperor. He says, At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. And in Daniel 7, verse 18, we read, But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. What does all of this mean? King David was promised an everlasting kingdom, but his kingdom disappeared, but not his line. Still, the prophets in exile long afterwards repeated the promise of a kingdom and rule that has no end. The prophets reassured the godly remnant of believers of the truth of God's original promise to David. In the New Testament, we have the clarification through the message of the angel to the Virgin Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Here we are. God remained faithful to his promise to King David. Surely Jesus comes from David's line to establish that everlasting kingdom. Yet that kingdom was never meant to be a regular earthly kingdom, and the king was much more than a physical descendant of David. Mary was told, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Psalm 45, verse 6 speaks of the kingdom as God's kingdom. It says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. Brothers and sisters, the Persian Empire was the world's superpower of the day. It dominated world events until it was overthrown by Alexander the Great. Yet the Persians became aware of a divine power beyond their own. The God of Israel did not have an army and did not establish ministries of finance or economy. He did not have a palace, and at that time his people no longer had a temple for his worship. Yet the Persian king Darius concluded that God's kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. This is exactly what King Jesus and his universal kingdom are about. He was born in a manger and lived a simple and humble life. He owned nothing. In his triumphal royal entry into Jerusalem, he rode on a borrowed donkey. He refused earthly glory and power. Yet, he enjoyed full divine power to heal, control the elements of nature, and even raise the dead. He came to establish a kingdom of love, peace, justice, and compassion. He came to fulfill the divine promise to bless all families of the earth. The constitution of his kingdom is that of service and self-giving, not of tyranny, oppression, or imposition of self. He came to serve, not to be served. He came to offer himself as a sacrifice on behalf of sinners on the divine altar. His sacrificial death did away with the temple itself. As he breathed his last, the veil of the temple's holy of holies was torn from top to bottom. Jesus opened heaven for all who trust him from all nations. The book of Isaiah tells of the promised Messiah coming through the line of David. In chapter 9, verse 7, we read, of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The Israelites were well aware of this prophecy and the one in chapter 7, verse 14, of Jesus' virgin birth, as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Jesus fulfilled the symbolism of the temple, God's presence with his people. Yet most did not want the kind of kingdom the promised Messiah was to establish, a worldwide kingdom of peace, righteousness, and justice. They hoped and longed for another corruptible earthly kingdom. Pilate asked Jesus if he considered himself the king of the Jews. Refusing to be identified with an earthly ethnic kingdom, Jesus responded, my kingdom is not of this world. After his death and resurrection, and before his ascension to heaven, Jesus announced that all power and authority in heaven and on earth belonged to him. He then sent his poor, persecuted disciples to take the good news of salvation to all the world. Yes, the constitution of his universal kingdom is that of self-giving love. It is established not by military or economic power, but by the gentle working of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessings of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the message of the gospel of peace. Amen.